Swath of the country from Kentucky to Oklahoma, the Carolinas to Texas. Some places will have feel-like temps above 110. CBS's Errol Barnett.
New heat and flood alerts affecting more than 60 million Americans from the Midwest to the Northeast. Out west, a wildfire burning in Oregon could reach rare megafire status. The Cram Fire is already the nation's largest and could be the first this year to grow to at least 100,000 acres.
President Trump is marking 6 months since his return to the White House. CBS's Willie James Inman on some of what he posted online today.
President Trump claimed his poll numbers have risen since the Jeffrey Epstein hoax was exposed by the radical left Democrats. The post comes as the president faces growing pressure from lawmakers and many of his supporters to put forth information about Epstein, something he had promised to do during his campaign.
Police in San Jose, California say they've arrested a man who drove his car into a post office. They've identified the driver as 44-year-old Richard Tillman.
The crash resulted in a two-alarm fire that caused extensive damage to the building. San Jose police confirmed Richard Tillman is the brother of Pat Tillman, a former safety for the Arizona Cardinals and standout linebacker for Arizona State. In May of 2002, in the wake of 9/11, Tillman turned down a three-year contract offer worth $3.6 million to enlist in the Army. In April of 2004, Pat Tillman was killed in Afghanistan in a friendly fire incident. No one was injured in the crash, and Richard Tillman is in custody facing arson charges. Jack Ferris for CBS News, San Francisco.
Desperation in Gaza. As dozens were killed while trying to get things like food and water. That woman, we're told, was crying over a body of someone she knew. The Gaza Health Ministry says it was the deadliest day since the war between Israel and Hamas began nearly 2 years ago. In Boston, a $2 billion legal battle between Harvard and President Trump begins tomorrow over the freezing of federal funds and grants to the Ivy Leaguer. CBS's Samantha Cheney.
A federal district court judge will hear from Harvard's legal team and lawyers for the Department of Justice. The beginning of a critical battle to restore more than $2 billion in federal funding after the White House froze the funds last spring.
D-Day veteran and TikTok influencer Papa Jake Larson has died.
TikTok has propelled me from a farm boy in Hope, Minnesota, to an international star.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
A new report says Washington State is knowingly keeping children in homes where fentanyl is being used and kids are dying.
92 children in Washington have died or nearly died this year, many from fentanyl exposure or accidental ingestion, according to the State Department of Children, Youth, and Families. Critics, including foster parent and nurse Jamie Williams, are calling for change. They say the state's Keeping Families Together Act puts kids at risk by favoring family preservation over child safety.
For too many children, this law is not keeping families together. It is sending them to an early grave.
However, instead of changing the law, state officials are pushing for more services for parents. Luke Ducey for CBS News, Seattle.
Police say four teenagers were stabbed during a pop-up rave in Oregon. Officers responded early Saturday morning to the East Bank Esplanade in Portland, where hundreds had gathered. Multiple fights broke out at the scene, and four people were hospitalized with stab wounds. One person is under arrest. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a little hazy and smoky, lows around 66. Hazy, smoky to start your Monday, then sunshine and highs near 75. Mostly sunny, 81 on Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the low 90s. It's 67 right now.
Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I.
would need you so.
This tournament, local news and timeless hits.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Scarborough Fair.
history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Meaning what they say now, they're never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate, for the moon to hell with hate. Come on, get on. Around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give a la da 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 da
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. After three long years, it's back. A week-long celebration of Kenosha's iconic automotive legacy. It all starts Tuesday, July 22nd at 4 p.m. with the opening cruise-in at the Danish Brotherhood Lodge on Sheridan Road. Then, all week long, get your fill of classic car excitement. High-speed thrills with AMC Racing. A special evening cruise-in at the original AMC factory site, the Friday night parade and downtown block party, a massive swap meet full of vintage finds, and it all wraps up with the world's largest AMC car show at Kennedy Park. Stay tuned to WRJN for a daily listing of can't-miss events. Powered by Scoop's Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit, Anaya's Auto Repair, Diagnose It, Fix It, Done, and the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
The Racine Raiders continue their quest for another consecutive championship. The league playoffs are underway, and Saturday night, the Raiders travel to the Motor City Rams for the second round of the playoffs. 5:45 is the pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. We've got Racine Raider football playoff action Saturday on your home for the Racine Raiders, WRJN.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
W-R-J-N. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel
a hard day.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Just walk away, Renee. your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, come on.
Oh, come on. and timeless hits. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yeah.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories that begin today for several states, all due to severe heat. KMOV-TV meteorologist Leah Hill from St. Louis.
It's just rinse and repeat. In fact, the heat gets even hotter and it builds even more, especially come Tuesday and Wednesday. As we lose the cloud cover, we lose the rain chances, and now we're all just exposed to that intense heat.
Following the deadly July 4th flooding in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is trying to take some action. CBS's Chanel Call.
Texas state lawmakers will hold a special session partially aimed at improving severe weather warnings.
We're going to look for strategies that we can pass laws on that will make preparation for these types of events better.
To Indonesia, where 568 people were rescued from a ferry that caught fire. Three people died. Officials say rescue crews pulled many people from the sea, and local fishermen also saved some survivors as they were drifting in the choppy waters. President Trump is marking 6 months since